You're listening to the Sana Call-in program. We're joined on the line by Mulana Ridwan. Mulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you this evening, Mulana?
Alhamdulillah, yourself, Mufta.
All well, alhamdulillah. Mulana, you enjoyed the rain this afternoon, a sudden downpour. What was it like in Johannesburg?
Yeah, alhamdulillah, we had in certain parts it was quite a storm with lots of hail, and that in other parts we had nice calm rain, and in fact it is still raining in Joburg.
Interesting. Well, now we're looking at some of the developments that have come through. I'm looking at the Sanaa website, Twitter feed. It says Pizza Pizza Dinner Diner, duty-free or Tambo is now certified by Sanaa. So where is this restaurant located?
At the airport, consumers and listeners will be aware that we had certified at the OR Tambo International Airport, we had certified a restaurant called Pizza Pizza. This was located just before you enter the international terminal. And that was one of the stores certified. This particular branch or restaurant owners have opened two further stores in the airport itself, and one is now in the international departure area, and one is in the domestic departure area. So, obviously only those who have tickets and who are about to board the flight, they would be able to eat from the two new ones. It has been operational for quite some time, and we finalized and concluded certification very recently. So, just to recap, in the airport we have three Pizza Pizza stores that are certified by Sanaa. One is in the general airport area, that is available to everybody, and then one would be in the international departure section, and there's also one in the domestic departure section.
Okay, so that is a significant development. And now also there is another announcement, Callisto's Rose Bank at the zone that is now certified. The last time I visited there, it was the entire food court was being renovated, and I understand there's a number of stores or restaurants that have been certified by Sanaa in that entire food court.
Yes, it seems like the food hub has moved to Rose Bank, to the zone. There are quite a few restaurants that have been certified, and as you rightly point out, in the new food court, at the top of my head to recall, we have certified the Spur, which was there for quite some time, and opposite them is Mike's Kitchen. We've now also certified Panarottis, Callisto's, there's a Steers and Devonair's that's certified in that particular area. So yes, there are choices, and I believe there are certain other restaurants that would be coming. I'm not sure what the progress on that yet, but for the time being, those restaurants that I've just mentioned at the zone, those are certified restaurants.
Then I see Sanaa retweeting a tweet here that's saying that, thank you Sanaa, the training was very informative. So it seems as though there's been some training hosted by Sanaa.
Actually, what had happened was that there's an organization called SAFI, the South African Association of Food and Flavors Industry. They had requested that, or rather in conjunction with Sanaa, a halal workshop took place. And people from the various role players in the industry, in the flavor industry, in the food industry, they were available, or they were invited to the seminar, presentations from the side of Sanaa on different aspects of halal, just to give the industry an understanding of what halal is, what goes in when we evaluate. Many of them come from flavor houses, and so it was necessary to explain to them, and to the good idea to explain to those that we are dealing with, their facilities are certified, so at least they would have first-hand knowledge of what does halal entail, how do we go about certifying a flavor, the complexities, the challenges, and halal in general. So yes, that was one of the participants who appreciated the presentation and obviously tweeted us on that.
Okay, we do have a call on the line. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
How are you, brother?
Alhamdulillah, yourself.
What time is it? Who's seen it? Hafiz Ibrahim Sidat?
No, this is the Sanaa call-in program.
See?
Sanaa call-in program. Is there anything that you'd like to query, any food product?
What number can I phone for the funeral?
Oh, you got the wrong number. Okay, we're going to give you the number. Stay online. Yes, there has unfortunately been a funeral that has taken place, Hafiz Ibrahim Sidat, and now the information is at our reception desk, inshallah. Okay, we get back to some of the queries that are coming through. And the next one is there any halal Domino's pizza?
Domino's have come into the country. They are taking or replacing the stores, the pizza franchise Scooters. We have been dealing with them. At present, there hasn't been any of them that have been certified by Senha. We are continuing to work with them, and should there be any development, we will obviously post that information.
Okay, we look forward to that announcement coming through. Is the MR Sweet speckled eggs allowed?
The Mr. Sweet speckled eggs, no, those have gelatin derived from non-halal slaughtered animals. Those are not certified by Senha.
The next one, let's go to the call on the line.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
I'd like a list of all the halal suitable plain yogurts. And can you please send it by email?
Yes, what we'd request you, we would obviously send it by email. If you could email our offices, helpline@senha.org.za, we'll send you a list. So just send us an email with your request and we'll respond to that.
Jazakumullah khair for responding to that. Now the next one is that, is the Simba Chipniks halal?
Yes, Simba Chipniks is halal.
And then and the next one is the MR Soft Gums halal?
The soft eating gums by Mr. Sweet, yes, that is halal. You may consume that.
Okay, Jazakumullah khair for that. We'll continue taking the queries on 072-786-1548. And if you'd like to call in, 011-854-1548. That is the call-in number to the studio and have your query responded to by Maulana Ridwan. And he's answering all your queries this evening, inshallah. The next one is with regards to the... And it comes through with regards to the Chok Pai Mint. It's the Chok Pai or Mint Pie ice creams by Ola.
The Ola range made in South Africa that is certified by Senha. What we always advise consumers is, because of the fact that Unilever to import a few products, what we would advise consumers always is to look for the Senha logo on such ice cream products. Where the Senha logo appears, then obviously that is certified by us. In the absence of the Senha logo, then that product is not certified by us. It is most probably a product that's made in a different country, just imported and sold in South Africa.
072-786-1548 if you have any queries. The next one is all Baker's biscuits approved by Senha?
Baker's, no, not all are approved by Senha. The Ice Zoo and the Cricket, that is not approved by Senha. Besides that, yes, the other variants are approved. They are halal suitable.
Jazakumullah khair. Then the next one is the Rhodes fruit cocktail in syrup.
The Rhodes syrup, I'm not too sure about that. If they can maybe just give us a call at our offices and we'll try and have a look at that and see the ingredients on that and try and advise them. But offhand, I'm not sure, unfortunately, on that.
Then the next one is the McCain roast vegetables.
The McCain's as well. The products that are made locally, those are certified by Senha. The Senha logo will appear on such products. McCain as well does import a few variants from different parts of the world, so we should be very careful about that, and only the ones that have the Senha logo will we be able to give assurances for.
Okay, then the next one that comes through is with regards to the Potter Gold spiced potato wedges.
What we must remember with Potter Gold is that they don't actually make any of the products themselves. They have products made on their behalf. And it becomes very challenging and very difficult for us to advise if we don't know who makes it for them. And the difficulty that we do have with Quattro Gold products is that they have manufacturers which they don't disclose to you, so you don't know who manufactures the product on their behalf. We would always advise consumers that if it has the San Jose logo, yes, obviously, then we'll give you, be able to give you assurances on that.
We do have another call on the line. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. You live on air?
Wa alaikum salam. How are you?
I'm fine. Alhamdulillah. And yourself?
Alhamdulillah. I want to query. There's a pomegranate juice. It's Bavaria Holland. Can we drink it?
The Bavaria juices, those ones there, we've tried for some time to get information.
Yes.
Unfortunately, the process is not clear and we haven't been able to evaluate it. So
okay.
At the moment, we're not in a position to, you know, advise on that.
Okay, no problem. Jazakallah.
The next one is that, are Mentos Rainbow Rolls halal?
No, they're not. They have carmine in them. Those are not halal.
Then the next one is the Jungle Energy Bars.
Jungle Energy Bars, yes. Jungle Energy Bars are halal. You can have them.
The next one that comes through is with regards to other brands of energy and cereal bars. Which ones are allowed?
At the moment, it's the Jungle Bars that are halal. I'm not sure if there's any other one that we've certified, but we can check if there are any. It will be on our website, or they could call our offices and we'll check. But for now, the Jungle Energy Bars, those are halal.
Jazakumullah khair for that. There's a couple of SMSs also coming through this evening. You can use either the WhatsApp number or the SMS number. Either way. The Clover Classic Yogurt.
Clover Classic Yogurt, we used to approve them. Clover has now taken over the Dairy Belt range of products. So where they have taken over specific brands, those would have gelatin and we wouldn't approve that. What we would can advise consumers is to look at the Clover Classic product that they have before them. The ones that do not have gelatin in them, they can consume those.
Jazakumullah khair. Then the next one that comes through. Okay, in fact, we have a call on the line. Assalamu alaikum.
Hi. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
It's Cadbury's Oreo chocolate halal.
But I didn't get that.
It's Cadbury's Oreo chocolate halal.
Cadbury Oreos is an imported product. We don't have any information on that.
Okay, Jazakallah for the call. That's the answer that you cannot further consume. There's no information on it. Okay. Now the next one is the Degays products. Why have you heard of that? Degehy.
Yes, Degays. Those products there, they do some non-halal production on the same facility, so we wouldn't advise consumers to partake of that.
Then the next one is Cinnabon.
Cinnabon, we had been dealing with them for many, many years. Unfortunately, they no longer wish to continue the halal program. So, you know, we didn't even get to a stage where we could evaluate all their products. It was more about sourcing the relevant information. And unfortunately, at that stage, after many years of trying to resolve the issue, they decided not to continue, so we can't really give any advice on that.
Jazakumullah khair for that. Mullah, in terms of some of the programs that Sanha will be looking at, what's the calendar as we come towards the end of the year? Is there any specific programs that Sanha hosts at this time of the year?
Particularly hosting from our side, no. At the time of the year, there isn't any such event that we would be hosting unless, you know, there is a special request and then such programs would be held. But generally, it's not part of the calendar to have a program at this time of the year. We find normally that companies are also closing, and you know, it's the time of winding down with many people going on holidays and that. So it is a bit difficult to have programs at this particular time. And there are a few international events which Senha does attend. These details can be found on our website. And we have had a few school programs recently in the KZN region. But also now, like, it's towards exam time, so even that would stop at this particular time of the year.
If there's a particular event, just for the event, does Sana certify or oversee an event such, you know, just one event, someone's having a function and they'd like to have that approved by Sana? Is there any such system in place?
Yes, that facility is available, and over the years we do have, and throughout the year we have requests, especially as it comes towards the end of the year, and certain companies would like to have the year-end function. So even though a particular facility or a particular conference center may not be certified by Senha, but if the need is there or if the request does come into our offices, yes, we do make arrangements for supervision, and we will lay out the halal program. And once companies are willing to conform and comply with the halal program, we would issue certification, and we would have supervision for that particular event, that particular period of time. So yes, that happens quite often, where we get requests from companies, from individuals within the company, that they would like to have that program, they would like to have that event certified, that meal certified by Senha and supervised, and we could arrange for that.
Well, it's a time of the year where there's a lot of year-end parties and you know, corporate functions. Maybe you could share a word of caution with our listeners or people who, you know, attend these, and there's someone there who says it's halal. Can you just accept their word? What is it? How do we ascertain? What is the advice that you'd offer to people in those situations?
Yes, it is true that at this time of the year, there's lots of these parties and functions. Over the years, our experience has been that wherever the Muslim staff members request for halal-certified meals, for halal-certified caterers, we find that companies are generally very accommodating and agreeable to that. It is when, unfortunately, we as staff members you know, say and neglect the aspect and fail to show the importance of this, when that's when companies also do not take an interest in that. Obviously, they would be getting from their normal caterers, and if, as Muslim staff, we tell them it's fine, we'll just have the fish or this and that, then it won't make any effect on them. However, it is true that, and we have found this on quite a number of occasions, and we have lots of companies that call us regularly to find out who is a certified caterer, what exactly are they permitted to have. We'll have lots of times where people, the caterers for the companies, would call us and ask us to explain how they could prepare a meal. Obviously, then we would advise them on the nearest caterer or the certified facility that they could purchase from. And we find lots of times companies are very accommodating and willing. All we need to do is obviously explain to them in a diplomatic manner the requirements of a Muslim and our halal requirements, and we will find that, inshallah, these arrangements can be made. Sometimes, unfortunately, what happens is that we also have certain caterers that mean that are not certified, and they would just say that, you know what, we buy our meat from a halal place. And unfortunately, this is sometimes where we do get trapped, and we unfortunately do not, you know, pay heed, is that we would say that, you know, it's coming from a halal certified butchery. But it doesn't mean that the whole facility is halal. There's lots of aspects with regards to hygiene, preparation, transport, overseeing that spices, all ingredients that go into are halal. There's no cross-contamination, etc. So terms like halal friendly, or we buy from a halal butcher, these should not deceive us, and we should not fall prey to that. But rather, we should, you know, stipulate and state and make our companies understand what our requirements are, and we will find them to be very agreeable and accommodating.
Well, I used the word halal friendly, and also when I attended the World Halal Travel Summit. They speak a lot about halal friendly, which is not obviously halal, but it's considering certain aspects. In your experience, how is that word usually used?
It's a term coined by the catering industry, where or even you find it in restaurants and specific places where they would say that because they serve alcohol and because they may have also pork, they cannot get a halal certificate. But the rest of the meat, or in some instances they don't have pork, but they say that, you know, we buy our meat from a halal butchery. And that makes us halal friendly. We're not halal certified, but we're friendly to the concept of halal in this aspect that the meat is halal. And obviously you don't have to have the wine and the alcohol with it. So it is an industry coined term where unfortunately people think just by buying meat from a halal certified butchery or from a Muslim owned butchery, everything becomes automatically halal. And sometimes where companies do not want to commit or make a mistake of saying that their whole facility is halal when it's not, to cover themselves, they mention things like it's halal friendly. In other words, that you know, we can be friendly to your needs to a certain degree, and if you want to have this, we'll be accommodating towards that.
Yes, so people need to really watch out for that.
Yes, very definitely, because halal friendly does not equate to halal. There's many aspects, as we explained, with, you know, contamination, with same utensils, with pork bristles, brushes that are used, and spices that are not halal, and sometimes wine added to the ingredients. So while the meat may come from a halal butchery, everything else contaminates it and renders it non-halal.
Interesting perspective. Mawad, jazakumullah khair for your time. As we end off, just a reminder of the contact details.
Okay, the consumers may contact us telephonically. Our helpline number is 0861786111. They can also email us, helpline@tanha.org.za. Our Facebook page, South African National Halal Authority. Our Twitter handle, @tanha_halal. And our website, www.tanha.org.za.
Jazakumullah khair. That's where we leave it for this evening. And we look forward to picking up with you next week, inshallah. Until we meet again, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam wa
rahmatullah. That is Mawad Ridwan Vaid, bringing us to the close of the program for this evening. You've been listening to Your World Today on Radio Islam International, also our halal segment with Sana. We'll be back tomorrow, inshallah. Jazakumullah khair for listening out.